שלום, אנחנו לומדים מהספר כתבי
Hello, we're learning from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article The Love of God and the Love of Man. You can ask questions on the site. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. The Love of God and the Love of Man, the writings of Baal HaSulam.
Again, we have to understand it's not beautiful words like we're taught in this world, be nice to one another and so on. Here we're speaking about the laws of nature that is entirely coming to connection of each and every little crumb, even on the still degree, not to mention the vegetative, the animate, the speaking. It's all by the force of the connection between them, the force of love. And what is love? Let's see it. The force of the Creator that gives each being, even the still, even sand, it lets it exist, because in this there's also some kind of force of love and tendency towards one another. And if we want to rise above all the degrees of creation and to be in the height of the Creator and adhere to Him, we need to acquire this force of love, to adapt it. Please.
Love of God and the love of man. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says this is a great rule in the Torah. Collective and individual. The above statement, although it is one of the most famous and cited sayings, is still unexplained to everyone with all its vastness. This is because the word klal, rule or collective, indicates a sum of details that relates to the above collective, where each and every detail carries a part within it in a way that the gathering of all the details together creates that collective. If we say a great klal, rule or collective in the Torah, it means that all the texts in the 612 commandments are the sum total of details that relate to the verse, love your friend as yourself. It is difficult to understand how such a statement can contain the sum total of all the mitzvot, the commandments, in the Torah. At most, it can be a klal for the part of the Torah and sentences that relate to the commandments between man and man. But how can you include the greater part of the Torah, which concerns work between man and the Creator, in the verse, love your friend as yourself?
So the question is simple. If we need to reach revelation of the Creator, to adhesion with the Creator, that is actually the purpose of our development, whether we want this or not, nobody's asking us. Through thousands of years, we are going through this process of development towards this goal, that in the end, as Kabbalists discover, that they already attained this goal, and that's why they're writing us from the end of the path that they attained it, that we all have to reach in this life. Whichever way, doesn't matter, we have to reach a state that we are in adhesion with the Creator. And this is adhesion is called love. The highest degree of dvikut. That's why love your friend as yourself, and afterwards love the Lord your God. That is actually the connection and the future of development of all of humanity, even though we still don't see it. But we still start from inside to somehow understand that the development has to be in connection and there's no other choice. Because how much can we go to war and hate each other? It doesn't add, it doesn't benefit, it's not purposeful. Nobody can come out of this as a winner. Even those who do win, for a while, that it seems to them as they are. Afterwards, they feel how much they lost. Meaning, not by friction, not by war, but only through connection, and connection toward all the way to love. By that, we can develop and attain the right goal, because that, too, is the force of life that is in every created being that gives it the existence, that it has connection with the others. Hebrew 10.
Can you explain, love your friend as yourself before you discover the evil in you?
No, he doesn't understand what it's for. Like Bala Sulam says, everybody knows this sentence, love thy friend as yourself, but nobody understands it and nobody can implement it.
Niv?
Subtitle, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. If we somehow reconcile the above words, there come the words of old Hillel to that foreigner who came to him and asked him to convert him, as it says in the Gemara, convert me so you will teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one leg. He told him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. This is the whole Torah.
Zohi kol haTorah kula.
Tachzor bekasha al zeh.
Please repeat it.
Yeah. That which you hate, do not do to your friend. If we can somehow reconcile the above words, there come the words of Od Hillel to that foreigner who came to him and asked him to convert him, as it says in the Gemara. Convert me so that you will teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one leg.
So what is he asking? He says, I want to know the Torah. I want to observe the Torah. What is the force of the Torah? What is the purpose of the Torah? What is requested of a person? What does the Torah require of a person? A person asks, a simple person asks a sage, a wise man. And what did the sage tell him?
He told him, that which you hate, do not do to your friends.
Meaning this is the whole Torah, nothing else. The Torah doesn't require anything else from you. The Torah means the desire of the Creator. The Torah is the general force, general law of all of reality, of all the worlds. That's all that's required of a person. But it didn't tell him to love. He told him, that which you hate, don't do to others. Yes?
This is the whole Torah, and the rest is its commentary. Go study. We see that he told him the whole Torah is the interpretation of the verse, love your friend as yourself. Now, according to the words of Hillel, the teacher of all the Tanaim, and by whom laws are interpreted, it is perfectly clear to us that the primary purpose of our holy Torah is to bring us to that sublime degree where we can observe this verse, love your friend as yourself. For he says explicitly, the rest is its commentary, go study. That is, they interpret for us how to come to that rule. It is surprising that such a statement can be correct in most issues of the Torah, which concern sentences between man and the Creator, when every beginner evidently knows that this is the heart of the Torah, and not the interpretation explaining the verse, love your friend as yourself.
In other words, how can it be that all the laws of nature, all the conditions we have in all the worlds and in our world and in all of our, the relationships, it all comes up and sums up into this simple rule that normally in our lives we don't use. Love your friend as yourself. Even don't do to your friend what you hate. Are we taught that anywhere? No. And that's the problem, probably. That if this is the Torah, and the Torah tells us about all of nature, not only the planet Earth, but the whole universe, all the laws and all the worlds and all the degrees, and it's all included, and it all exists only to maintain the force of love? Yeah?
Title, Love Your Friend as Yourself. We should also examine and understand the meaning of the verse itself when it says, love your friend as yourself. The literal meaning of it is to love your friend to the same extent that you love yourself. However, we see that the public cannot be like that at all. If it had said, love your friend as much as your friend loves you, there would still not be many who could fully observe it. Yet, it would be acceptable. But to love my friend as much as I love myself seems impossible.
Or it's not even a question of how he relates to me. Meaning, don't love him the way he loves you. No. You have to love him the way you love yourself. This is already, it completely disconnects me from everyone. Meaning, I don't need to check if they like me, how much, how they relate to me. I have to love everyone. Even those who hate me to death, I have to love them. Have to love them. Without any questions, without any philosophies, there's no such thing. Simply, as you love yourself, meaning with complete love, you have to love everyone. And there are among them people who want to kill you, and your parents, and your family, and the world, and you name it. You have to love them. You have to. Because you certainly love yourself. You have this force from nature. You can't say that you hate yourself. You love yourself because it's a force of nature that is in you. And therefore, in that same way, you also have to be toward them, toward others, with the same love. Meaning, relate to everyone the way the Creator relates to creation. And although we don't see that the Creator relates to creation in a good way, if we start correcting our vision, we'll see that it's so. That only love is present in the world.
Merkaz Echad.
Merkaz One.
How can we keep love thy friend as yourself?
You have to come to it in a 10, without any compromises.
So I'll start from the beginning of the paragraph. But to love my friend as much as I love myself seems impossible. Even if there were but one person in the world besides me, it would still be impossible, much less the whole world is full of people. Moreover, if one loved everyone as much as one loves oneself, he would have no time for himself. For it is certain that one satisfies one's own needs without neglect and will with great passion, for one loves oneself. It is not concerning the needs of the collective. He has no strong reason to stimulate his desire to work for them. Even if he had a desire, could he still keep this statement literally? Would his strength endure? If not, how can the Torah obligate us to do something that is not in any way achievable? We should not imagine this verse was said as an exaggeration, for we are warned and insist on, you will neither add nor take away from it. All the interpreters agreed to interpret the text literally. Moreover, they said that one must satisfy the needs of one's friend even in a place where one is himself deficient. Even then, he must satisfy the needs of his friend and leave himself deficient. The Tosfot interpret, one who buys a Hebrew slave, it is as though he buys a master for himself. The Tosfot interpret there, in the name of the Jerusalem, Talmud, that sometimes he has only but one pillow. If he lies on it himself, he does not observe, for he is happy with you. If he does not lie on it and not give it to his slave, it is sodomite rule. It turns out that against his will, he must give it to his servant. Thus, he has brought himself a master.
In other words, you have to love the other seemingly more than yourself. It won't be more than yourself. But in practice, you have to relinquish to the other everything. If he needs it, even if you don't leave anything for yourself, that's how much the love has to be, to complete devotion. We have to be connected to each other in this way, because it's the law of mutual guarantee of the parts, the cogwheels of one system, that each one is dependent on everyone else. He's got no possibility to avoid connecting to others, and therefore he has to give them everything, because only in this way, when he gives himself totally, dedicates himself to everyone without leaving anything for himself, in this way he also makes everyone sustain himself. This is called, he who wants to live should put himself to death. Meaning, in the final system that will be revealed in the future, the system of Adam HaRishon, we have to be so connected that no one will have anything left of himself. He gives everything totally to others, and by that he makes others sustain everything and sustain him as well. This is the integral law that operates among the integral parts of nature that have to connect in a complete system. It's not clear? Think about it. And for now, let's ask. PT 18.
According to what you're saying, it seems that to do this towards all of humanity is difficult. The question is, in my 10, can I be like this and love my friend as myself?
We don't need to implement this in corporeality still, because we haven't come to it. In spirituality, All we need to do now is get as close as possible to each other, as close as possible. We shouldn't overdo it, and we shouldn't do anything physical with it, anything material. We only need to understand that in spirituality, this is how it has to take place.
But in the 10, we have to discuss this, and I don't have to do it physically, but just from discussing it in our feelings.
Yes, correct. But in general, all these laws, if we start implementing them spiritually, we won't feel any barrier from anyone in the material world. We won't even need to change anything in the corporeal world. It'll change by itself. What's important for us is only to implement it in the tens. New York 3.
Thank you, Rav. When a person is in a 10, and it's a system that is very hard for a connection with the Creator, how can we make sure this system will pass it on to the world? Why isn't the world being organized to such an ideal system too?
The Creator created the vessel, which consists of 5 degrees, 5 levels. So this is the manner of the correction of the vessel. You need only to think about how to become included in the 10. The rest of the process, don't ask about it for now. You will discover the understanding and the spiritual understanding and feeling in the 10, and then you'll be able to better understand what happens. Okay?
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
I see that there's some kind of gap. Every time I do actions towards my friends, work in the 10, I feel that I'm doing work of love my friend as myself. But after the action, I see that I just took it from myself and it's on me and I'm doing it for me.
Very good. Very good. Correct. Very good. That's how it should be. Each time, the more you try to do the good and right thing, and you do it, afterwards you discovered you did it for yourself. That's exactly the correct process of development.
And then what do you do?
Keep going. You go on to the next act of bestowal upon the friends, and then again you discover that you did it all because of your own will to receive. But in the meantime, you've advanced. In this way, you discover your will to receive deeper and deeper. It's very good.
But it brings you to a state of suffering and prayer, and I can't formulate this prayer.
The prayer is that you will discover more and more forces of bestowal, and each time you'll discover that what you thought was bestowal is actually a receiving force. But you discover that it's a receiving force because you wanted to bestow.
Okay, thank you.
Mark
3.
If we start doing such actions more than the other friends,
I didn't understand the question. I don't understand his question.
How not to be proud in the 10 that I'm doing such actions?
If I bestow upon the friends, if I bring them to connection, how do I not take pride in this, in doing these things? Even if you do become proud of it, just do. That's what's important. And the rest will fall into place. You also have to be proud that you are working to connect everyone. The question is, are you performing these actions in order to feel that you did it and you take pride in it? Or is it a feeling that accompanies you on your actions? Decide. Think about it and make a distinction about it. Okay? Tel Aviv 2.
Hope I'm getting the terms right, but we learn that we advance in spirituality on two legs. So what does it mean that the foreigner is asking him to teach him the Torah on one leg?
One leg means you want one principle on which that you can hang on to, and that we advance.
So doesn't it mean that he doesn't understand the spiritual work?
He doesn't understand. That's why he's asking. This is why he's asking. He needs one principle. He's right. This is how a person should ask. You too should think and ask in this way. Nikolayev, Sochi.
Вот я как-то слышал от вас, что вы когда пришли к изучению методики, увидели несколько стариков.
I heard that you said once that you came to study the method, you saw a few older guys telling you you have to engage in love of friends, and it took you a long time to reach it yourself. So how can we shorten our times?
Inside the ten. You have no other way. Only to immerse yourself in building the ten. Let's say you want to build a home, a house. So you all come and start building. That's it. And then you want to know what happens, what's written about it in the articles, because these are instructions for building the group, building the vessel. So try to relate to it this way. PT 4. Let's say that hatred from a friend is revealed toward me. So loving him doesn't mean I have to accept his hatred, right? I have to see that I bring him to the revelation of the Creator. Rav, you have to help him advance the way you help all the others, all the other members of the group. Question, although he hates me, Rav, that's irrelevant. You have to accept his relation to you as this is the way the Creator wakes him up. And you have to relate to him in the opposite way, with love, as it says you should do. Question. So I didn't deal with his relation to me, but how much I promote him? Love. Yes, and his relation to you is the way the Creator wants you to develop love over it. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, love your friend as yourself seems very difficult from day to day, and it doesn't seem to get any easier. Our question is that how does the love that we are supposed to act out towards each other, how does it compensate for the hatred that we have internally for others?
I love will cover all the crimes means I have to engage in love, and I don't want to pay any attention to the crimes as if they don't exist. I don't want to wake them up between us still. Only connection up to the degree of love. What happens afterwards, we'll see. But in the meantime, with all our might, we should build love, although there is hatred. Just like the disciples of Rabbi Shimon.
It's not getting any easier. It's like the goalpost gets shifted every time, on every degree.
Of course. Where do you see that it gets easier? When you go to school, does each grade become easier? It becomes harder. Of course. Queens.
Hello,
love. In part of the interpretations, they give a...
что мы учим, и не более того. А ты нас все время путаешь с
хохмотами. we're talking about what we're learning. You're confusing us with your ideas. Do you have a question about what is written? Don't be a wise guy. Ask about this.
It's written, love your friend as yourself.
And he is giving you an answer how to come to it gradually, why the Torah requires it, and how it's done. We learn what is written. What is not written, you can learn any way you want, but don't ask about it afterwards. I don't want to hear it from you, these questions, because we want to know the truth, and not all kinds of philosophizing that you read in all kinds of places. From what is written there, no one comes to love. Everyone comes only to hate and rejection. This is why I don't want to hear all kinds of other interpretations. You understand? Okay, good. Done. Florida.
Thank you. In order to build a state of love, we constantly need to be above reason.
Yes.
Moscow too.
Moscow too.
When we will work in the full system of Adam Rishon, so the 10 will constantly be my screen.
My 10 will always stay in me as a center, as my soul. From it onward, I'll begin to attain the rest of the vessel that the Creator created. That's it. Now, I'm without a 10, without any connection to my 10. Now, I don't exist in spirituality. The minute I begin to attain myself in the 10, I begin to attain my soul, my vessel. And then, by this, I begin to connect in, from within my clay, within my 10, to other 10s and other 10s, until we come to connect all the 10s of the vessel of Adam HaRishon. That's the process. PT 33.
Question from the 10, from Ronen Avigdor. Rav said you have to love the other more than yourself. You have to concede on everything if he needs it, and even if you don't leave anything for yourself. To such an extent, the love has to be. So the question is,
the connection between the cogwheels in one machine have to be that much, where each one turns because it wants to move the others, and likewise each of them. It's the law of the mechanism of an integral system.
Thank you. The question is, how does that work together with what Bala Sulam writes in the last generation, that using the egoism for the minimum needs is not praised or not wrong? Because here we read that a person has to give up on his necessities.
We will talk about it, but the egoism in its minimal form, first of all, what it says there, it's the last generation, meaning we still have to be concerned with our physical existence. And of course, in this way, it's not a problem. We have to see that we have the strength to exist, to live. Because if I don't live, then I can't work toward others. There he's speaking physically. But in spirituality, there's no such thing as leaving anything for myself. It is absolute, total restriction and connection above the restriction only in order to bestow. There cannot be any percentage there that is in order to receive. Spirituality is built entirely on the aim to bestow, only on the quality of Bina. And Malchut that rises is included in the quality of Bina, adds to the quality of Bina, supports the quality of Bina. There's nothing that remains only in the will to receive. but only what is included. It's only included in the quality of Bina. If we are still in our beastly manner, in our bodies, in corporeality, then we do have a commandment to sustain our bodies. But then it's not regarded as reception, because I have a commitment here to what the Creator created, from which we and from which we begin. It's called neither praised nor condemned. Rather, I have no choice. This is how I have to exist. But beyond it, beyond my beast, for the man in me, there I give everything to complete zero.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вопрос о нашей
работе.
Вот мы на протяжении
находимся
в группе, ну, получаем какие-то удары.
During the day when we're not with the group, so we get all kinds of blows in our corporeal life that harden our heart. It becomes cruel, it pushes everything away. So should I work in the group? Do I always need by the work in the group to balance this state, and in this way every time to reach another ascent? Or should the Creator do it?
Yes, I have to be included in the friends, support them, direct them, feel myself as responsible for the spiritual advancement of the whole ten, and likewise each and everyone in the ten has to feel himself responsible for the spiritual advancement of the ten, meaning the connection among everyone and everyone's inclination toward the Creator. Yeah. No more questions? Previously, there was a question. Gia, you want to say something?
Gia, ты хочешь чего-то спросить?
Gia, you want to say something more? Ask something more?
I just wanted to also state that the extent which I fall, well, if you can say that, that is the measure, that's like the portion I have to work with in order to overcome in the group. And that's what's working on my heart, as we said in the beginning of the lesson, that through the group, through the Creator, my heart will be corrected.
Yes.
Well,
we have only Hebrew 10.
Rav, if I could, by the end of the lesson, ask a general question.
I guess so.
It's been a few days in the 10 that we're trying to come out of the lesson with a mutual prayer and hold it together throughout the day. The question, is that a task that is right for this period of time? Is it something we should continue doing?
It's always good. The question is, are you, by doing this, are you canceling all the other things you should do? That's the question. If we engage in the 10 only in putting together a prayer, it may be nice, but we do it in a way that doesn't really touch our hearts. And they may be beautiful words and very pleasant, but it doesn't really come from the depth of the heart, not really from us. So let's diversify things. PT 29.
Rav, can I ask about the Congress?
Yes.
In what's the better way to prepare ourselves for the Congress?
Ask the others and they will tell you. I'm not talking about the Congress. We learn everything. And before you ask me, think if this question should be directed toward me. I understand you have a good deficiency, but it's not always in the right direction. I don't belong to the Congress. I want the Congress to be organized only by you. When you organize, you do, and I come and do my thing, but the connection in the Congress is totally on you.
Info.
Info.
I want to remind everybody that today we have Yeshivat Chaverim. We're mixing in the tents. What does that mean? That as one tent together, we go to a different tent, or they come to our tent. So it's two tents. My tent plus one more tent. We connect to one room in Yeshivat Chaverim this evening. Today's schedule, 10 a.m. Olin with Rav, then reporters meeting 10 to 10:30, then Rav will continue with Arkady Duchin from 11:30 to 12. And as every Sunday, we have a gathering of friends in 6:45 in the evening till 7:30. We connect two tents in one room together. Let's go to a song.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו. The higher we go, reaching our souls, we will reveal the connection. Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un capares, como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.